Military helicopter collides with airliner at Reagan National, no survivors, says fire chief. By Paul Bois and Bob Price on January 29, 2025. An airplane has reportedly crashed at Ronald Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., grounding all takeoffs and landings. Update, 8:20 a.m. ET, Fire Chief John Donnelly reports the mission is moving from a rescue phase to a recovery phase. He confirms there were no survivors from the Wednesday night crash. Breaking, no survivors in the D.C. plane crash, official. pic.twitter.com/ufaetusosixn. Eric Dougherty, at Eric Alda, January 30, 2025. The chief said they have recovered 27 bodies from the airliner and one soldier from the helicopter. Hashtag breaking from DC Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly. Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. We have recovered 27 people. pic.twitter.com/xh9cpw5xxh. Curtis Hauck, at Curtis Hauck, January 30, 2025. Update, 1 a.m. ET, press conference. Fire department says 300 first responders are carrying out a highly complex operation. This flight route from Kansas direct to Reagan National, DCA has only been operating for about a year. Airport authority says crews are providing support to families. American Airlines set up rooms for families and counselors. We are in a rescue mode. Both aircraft are in the water. Divers are working both aircraft. 64 people were on the American Airlines flight, and 3 crew members were on the helicopter. FAA and NTSB will be conducting the investigation. American Airlines number for family members is 1-800-679-8215. Senator Roger Marshall said, "When one person dies, it's a tragedy. But when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow." No deaths were confirmed by officials during the press conference. Washington Fire Chief John Donnelly said the water is dark and murky. Update, 12:35 a.m. ET. The Firefighters Union president described the conditions being faced by first responders attempting to locate survivors in the near-freezing temperatures of the Potomac. Firefighters Union president at IAF official on MSNBC about what divers are facing in the Potomac trying to rescue/recover people from the American Airlines Black Hawk helicopter crash. "This is a very dangerous dive this time of night. You're talking about extremely cold water." pic.twitter.com/azami8ns0a. Curtis Hauck, at Curtis Hauck, January 30, 2025. ABC News reports this is the first major commercial crash in the United States since 2009. The last crash involved Colgan Air Flight 3407, which crashed near Buffalo, New York. Late Wednesday night, President Trump posted his thoughts on the circumstances surrounding the tragic crash. "What a terrible night this has been. God bless you all," the president stated. Update, 12:05 a.m. ET, American Airlines CEO Robert Isom released a video statement on the crash of their regional jet. A statement from the CEO of American Airlines, Robert Isom, following the crash tonight of a Canadair regional jet CRJ-700 operated by PSA Airlines at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport near Washington, D.C. pic.twitter.com/r998i5hmp2. Ascent Defender, at Cent Defender, January 30, 2025. An alleged recording of ATC radar shows the CRJ appearing to make a left-hand turn as it turned on final toward runway 33. The turn sends the CRJ directly into the helicopter Pat 25. Collision alert indicators appear to go off shortly before the crash. Playback from official air traffic control radar sources. Shared to me anonymously. The CA is collision alert, which is not imminent collision. Rather a tool used to bring extra attention from the air traffic controllers. pic.twitter.com/yezjayakwch. Of Geek Jake, at Of Geek Jake, January 30, 2025. Update, 12:05 a.m. ET, an audio recording of what appears to be a conversation between an air traffic controller and first responder dispatchers indicates the aircraft crashed into the Potomac. "I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone," she said. The crash occurred about a half mile of the approach end of runway 33. DC Air Traffic Control, I just saw a fireball and then it was gone. pic.twitter.com/fmo3j8hpw. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, January 30, 2025. Update, 12:05 AM ET Thursday, a video posted on X by Nick Sorter appears to be taken from that passenger terminal. The crash can be sighted in the background as an American Airlines aircraft taxis in the foreground. Hashtag breaking, new angle of the American Airlines plane versus Black Hawk crash in DC. The Black Hawk seems to be almost totally dark. pic.twitter.com/c6xbsxjz. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, January 30, 2025. The FAA reports that Reagan National will be closed until at least 5 a.m. on Friday, January 31. DCA Reagan closed through at least 5 a.m. EST Friday 1:31. For at fonews.pic.twitter.com/kl6fido. Vanessa Montalbano, at Vanessa Mons, January 30, 2025. Multiple news outlets report that 18 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac River. Update, 11:55 p.m. ET. Nick Sorter is now reporting from radio traffic that 19 bodies have been recovered from the crash scene. While NBC reported the recovery of four survivors, CNN says police told them that no survivors had been rescued. Hashtag breaking, no survivors have been pulled out of the water so far, for CNN sources. Per radio traffic, 19 bodies have been recovered so far, out of the 60-plus on the plane. Holy crap. pic.twitter.com/mcvivebopes. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, January 30, 2025. :0px, update, 11:30 p.m. ET. Joint Task Force National Capital Region Media Chief Heather Chayrez told CNN's Natasha Bertrand, "We can confirm that the aircraft involved in tonight's incident was an Army UH-60 helicopter from Bravo Company, 12th Aviation Battalion, out of Davison Army Airfield, Fort Belvoir during a training flight. We are working with local officials and will provide additional information once it becomes available." A close-up video published on X shows what appears to be the Black Hawk approaching the CRJ jet from the left of the screen. The faint dot of the helicopter continues to approach and eventually collides with the CRJ. An explosion ensues and both aircraft fall from the sky. An American Airlines flight in a Black Hawk helicopter collided in Washington, D.C. This is a close-up of the crash. There are unconfirmed reports that the BH didn't have their transponder on. How does this happen? Unfathomable. 60 on board the AA flight and 3 troops on the BH. pic.twitter.com/ofchif2q2v. Robbie Starbuck, at Robbie Starbuck, January 30, 2025. Another view from a dash cam of a vehicle pulling into Reagan National. Hashtag breaking, new dash cam footage captures the moment a military helicopter collides with an American Airlines jet, triggering a mass casualty event with reports of multiple fatalities. 00#Washington, #DC. Zero watch dramatic new dash cam footage captured by a couple driving near. pic.twitter.com/bgknhea9a. RAWSALERTS, at Ross Alerts, January 30, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance asked for prayers for everyone involved in the collision. "We're monitoring the situation, but for now let's hope for the best," the vice president wrote. "Please say a prayer for everyone involved in the mid-air collision near Reagan Airport this evening. We're monitoring the situation, but for now let's hope for the best." J.D. Vance, at J.D. Vance, January 30, 2025. Update, 11:20 p.m. ET. An air traffic control audio posted on X appears to indicate the controller asked the helicopter, PAC-25, if they had the airliner, CRJ, in sight. Moments later, the controller seems to instruct PAC-25 to pass behind the CRJ. The exchange occurs in the opening seconds of this audio. About 30 seconds later, an unknown pilot asks Tower, "Did you see that?" Here is the relevant audio from the DCA Tower. Starts with controller asking the helicopter, PAC-25, if it has the CRJ in sight, and instructs it to pass behind the plane. Then you hear controllers responding to the collision in the background, then instructions to other planes. pic.twitter.com/isakchkper. Brian Bartlett, at Brian Bartlett, January 30, 2025. VUSA CBS 9 interviewed a man waiting at Reagan National for his wife. She texted him from the flight shortly before the crash, he told the reporter. I'm just praying that someone is pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. I'm just praying to God. Watch, man waiting at airport tells local news station WUSA his wife was on board the doomed plane and texted him before the crash. I'm just praying that someone is pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. I'm just praying to God. pic.twitter.com/chew3by83. Breaking 9/11, at Breaking 9/11, January 30, 2025. Update, 11:10 p.m. ET. Breitbart Pentagon correspondent Christina Wong received the following from the Department of the Army. We can confirm that the aircraft involved in tonight's incident was an Army UH-60 helicopter out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia. We are working with local officials and will provide additional information once it becomes available. Update, 11 p.m. ET. CNN reports that the Black Hawk helicopter was based in Fort Belvoir and carried a crew of three. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem ordered the deployment of additional Coast Guard resources to aid recovery efforts. We are deploying every available U.S. Coast Guard resource for search and rescue efforts in this horrific incident at DCA. We are actively monitoring the situation and stand ready to support local responders. Praying for the victims and first responders. Secretary Kristi Noem, at @sec_Noem, January 30, 2025. Breaking news. Rescue crews have found four survivors from the Black Hawk helicopter and American Airlines plane that collided near Reagan National Airport. Searchers are also looking for survivors in the Potomac River. Source, NBC4DC. Hashtag breaking news hashtag plane crash pic.twitter.com/serberml5t. Rebecca Aguilar, on Blue Sky and LinkedIn. At Rebecca Aguilar, January 30, 2025. A report indicates the military helicopter may not have been broadcasting ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. Following developments of what appears to be a collision between a CRJ arriving from Wichita and a military VIP transport helicopter just east of DCA. The military aircraft was not broadcasting ADS-B. pic.twitter.com/yehicht5il. ADS-B Exchange, at ADSBEX. January 30, 2025. Update 10:55 p.m. ET, President Donald Trump released a statement saying, I have been fully briefed on the terrible incident which just took place at Reagan National Airport. May God bless their souls. Thank you for the incredible work being done by our first responders, the president added. I am monitoring the situation and will provide more details as their eyes. Secretary of Defense Pat Hegseth posted on X that the DoD is actively monitoring. Poised to assist if needed. DoD actively monitoring. Poised to assist if needed. Prayers for all involved. Pete Hegseth, at Pete Hegseth, January 30, 2025. The American Airlines flight originated in Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly posted on X that she is aware of the crash and is actively in contact with authorities. I am aware that a plane inbound from Wichita was involved in a crash at Reagan National Airport. I am actively in contact with authorities. My thoughts go out to those involved. I will share more information as it becomes available. Governor Laura Kelly, at Gov Laura Kelly, January 30, 2025. Update 10:45 p.m. ET. Washington Post military affairs reporter Dan Lamath posted on X that a senior Defense Department official said no senior U.S. officials were on board. There were no senior U.S. officials aboard the Black Hawk helicopter at the time of tonight's collision with a jetliner over the Potomac, a senior defense official said. Dan Lamath, at Dan Lamath, January 30, 2025. NBC4 in Washington reports the water temperature is currently 35 degrees Fahrenheit. The report says at least four survivors were recovered and transported to hospitals. CNN reports that three U.S. Army soldiers were on board the helispotter. Update 10:08 p.m. ET. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, released a statement indicating that a PSA Airlines regional jet, operating as Flight 5342 for American Airlines, collided in mid-air with a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter while on approach to Reagan Airport. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, will investigate. Vice President J.D. Vance posted that he is praying for all involved in the mid-air collision in D.C. All takeoffs and landings have been halted at DCA. Emergency personnel are responding to an aircraft incident on the airfield. The terminal remains open. We'll update, the Reagan Airport announced on social media Wednesday night. Reporter Allison Papson with Fox 5 DC announced that DC Fire and EMS confirmed that a small aircraft is down in the Potomac River in the vicinity of Reagan National Airport. DC Fire and EMS confirms a small aircraft is down in the Potomac River in the vicinity of Reagan National Airport. Fire boats on scene. All takeoffs and landings have been halted at DCA. Emergency personnel are responding to an aircraft incident on the airfield. The terminal remains open, announced Papson on X. Other social media users shared video from outside the scene. The reports on social media were that a plane collided with a military helicopter. According to VUSA9, the exact cause of the crash remains unknown at this time. All flights at Reagan National have been halted as rescue crews work to find victims from the plane. At this time, it is unclear what caused the plane to go down, reported the outlet. It is unclear how many people were on board the plane at this time. Multiple agencies are on the ground and in the air conducting rescue efforts. Video of the alleged collision was shared online, though its authenticity has not yet been confirmed.